In this podcast, I check the pulse of the collective and bring through a light language transmission to support you. For a more personalized transmission that supports you on your journey, grab my light prescription offer by going to my website, www.moongoddessacademy.com, and just click on light prescription. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's Dose of Light. My name is Abigail Mensah-Bonsu. I am the founder of Moon Goddess Academy and Moon Goddess Publishing. And I am an intuitive channel, a master healer, and a goddess activator. And this is something I do on a weekly basis. This year, I really felt the call in to bring in as much light as possible. And so each week I tune into what the collective needs, and I channel through, or I bring through, light language to support you. You know, there's more coming in, but we'll stop there. So if this is your first time joining me, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Welcome. And if you've been tuning in every week, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being here. I so honor you. I love what I do. I love being the conduit for divine wisdom, divine light, divine love to pour through me. So I'm glad you're here to receive. And I'm glad that you're here to also not just receive, but also share as well. So this week, I want to dive into shadow. Like, it just came in immediately. It's like shadow. Let's talk about shadow. And it's continuing from last week, our chat, when we're talking about Pluto going into retrograde, right? And Pluto is really going to be bringing out the shadows, or taking us deep into ourselves, into the shadows, so that we can bring light to it. Light to the parts of us that have been hidden. So I wanted to talk more about shadow, because we know right now shadow work is like a thing when it comes to spiritual community. But what is shadow? What is the shadow? You know, I feel like sometimes when I hear people talk about shadow work, or even the shadows, that there's this negative connotation behind it. But the shadow is not about negative or positive. It's not about dark or light. It's just about what is hidden and what is not hidden. It's basically, you know, what is unconscious to us that is still playing a role in our lives. And especially the parts, is like the unconscious parts that are creating realities that we don't want to, like we don't want to experience. That's the shadow. But behind the shadow is the true part of you that is concealed in this illusion of fear. Behind the shadow, or I should say, it is, you know, this facade of shadow is shadowy because you've forgotten what it was. You've forgotten these intricate parts of yourself. Perhaps you just put it in a box and closed the box and shoved it somewhere in the room, and then you forgot what was behind the door, and now you're afraid of what is behind the door. And I talked about this last week too. You know, if you want to receive that dose of light to support you, go back to last week and receive the light language that I brought through to begin to build that foundation. Today's is going to continue, right? But I really wanted to break through on the stigma behind shadows. It's not about light or dark. It's not about bad or good. It's simply about what is conscious to us and what is not conscious to us. What needs to be conscious to us so that we can change, so that we can create the change that we want to see, so that we can begin to create the realities that we want to experience. Right. So let's step away from shadow being bad. There's nothing bad about us. Let's just put it this. How the divine created us, there is perfection. Yes, we're human beings, and we do carry the duality through our choices. We have the freedom of choice, and we have the potential of both light and dark, and we get to choose where we want to exist. We have that choice. But the way the divine created us, there's nothing wrong with that. So our shadow, when you're really tuning in, as you're dancing with Pluto, which, Pluto went into Mercury. Oh my gosh, I almost said Mercury retrograde. We did that already, right? With the eclipse, which eclipse, there's more eclipse coming up. But Pluto is in retrograde for 5 months. So it started at the beginning of May and it's going to go all the way to October. So we're in this powerful place of transformation. Transformation. And the fact that it's in retrograde in Aquarius really brings in, Aquarius is like an air sign, right? The air sign is connected to technology, our intellect, our mind. So we know this transformation is going to really come into that area, our mental body. And that's where the work is going to be. And of course, wherever Pluto is in your chart, and I talked about this last week. So if you're like, I don't know where, how Pluto dances with me, go get your chart done. Free chart, Astro Cafe, you can do that there. And then look at where Pluto is. First look at the sign that it's in and then the house that it's in. And again, go back to last week's dose of light where I actually break it down so you understand what does it mean when it says it's in the first house? And what does it mean when your Pluto is, let's say, in Gemini? What does that mean? Because that's how we're unique. Right, because each of our chart is very different from each other, because we're very unique in that way. So this is how you can really look at how or where this transformation is going to occur personally for you, and also what steps you need to take. What do you need to do? Right. So go do that. But I wanted to really break down the stigma of shadow. Let's step away from shadow being this black and white thing. Shadow is simply unconscious. The unconscious beliefs in this case, right? Because it's Aquarius we're talking about. The unconscious beliefs that are creating a reality for you that you're like, this is not what I want to experience. This is not what I sign up for. If you hear yourself saying that, this is not what I signed up for, but you continue to experience that reality, there is something unconscious. There is something unconscious within you that needs to be brought to the light. And Pluto is going to be doing exactly that. Pluto is going to help you to bring, like, resurface it, bring it up so that you can bring the light to the shadow. When a shadow arises or surfaces, it's basically saying, hey, can you shine the light over here for me? I want you to see something. I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you how I began, what I desire, why I'm here. I want to teach you something. I want to share wisdom with you. And if you can humble yourself and become the teacher to your shadow, you will learn deep, deep secrets about yourself. Deep wisdom, I'm going to say, deep wisdom about yourself. Oh. The other thing that was coming through is that whenever we are working with such powerful planets that take us to the deepest aspect of ourselves or bring up our shadow, right? We're doing this work on our own, right? Like I'm doing my own work here. But then, like my husband is doing his own work, my family, they're doing their own work. The collective is also doing its own work. And what will happen? This is what actually, what usually happens is that depending if you're doing the work, like so, if you have the shadow come up and you acknowledge it, oh, this is why this is coming up. Oh, I see you, shadow. How can I bring healing to you? How can we transform this? How can we release this? Right? You're doing the work. You're asking the questions. You're bringing healing. You're activating, right? You're bringing light to your shadow. Right. But for those who don't do the work, what usually happens, which you probably have been on the other side of it, or you've experienced it yourself, where you choose not to do the work. And what usually happens is that you begin to reflect it on others. So Many of you might be experiencing this where other people's shadows are being reflected upon you. You are, it's like there's a better word that I want to use here, but it's not coming in. It's like you become the punching bag of someone else's shadow. Does that make sense? And of course, we have a choice. You can choose to receive that punches, or you can say, what is mine is mine, what is yours is yours. I am not taking on your stuff because I'm doing my own work. And this part right here is very important for you empaths. If you find yourself being that reflection or being reflected upon, so people are throwing their shadow at you instead of them looking at it. Remember this mantra: what is mine is mine, what is yours. I am not your dumpster. I am not taking your shit. What is mine is mine. What is yours. I am not your dumpster. I am not taking your shit. Powerful. You need to know what is yours, and you need to be unapologetic about it. Unapologetic about it. You cannot take on other people's stuff. This is something that I teach in my Elevated Empath membership, one of the tools that I teach. Too many empaths tend to take on other people's suffering or pain, thinking that they're helping them. But what usually happens is that you're holding a key piece that they need to come back home to themselves, to heal, to transform, whatever it is that their soul is on a journey, and you're in the way of that journey when you take on other people's stuff. And the other thing is that not only are you hindering them, you're also now carrying stuff that are not even yours. And we all know what happens when you do that. Anxiety, depression, stress, fear. It's a lot of fear, right? Heaviness. I mean, these are like emotional. So there's emotional stuff, there's mental stuff, there's physical stuff, spiritual stuff, right? If you're an empath and you're like, I'm done with that stuff, come join the Elevated Empath membership. Come join us. Let's change your life, okay? Let's change that. The women in there are thriving. They're thriving. They're all powerful empaths, healers, and they are thriving. They're moving from, being in the world and being afraid of the world and being bombarded by all the energies that is around them, to really standing on their own and knowing what is theirs and what is not theirs, and having this protective shield around them that just holds, like creates that presence for them that helps them to hold their own. So if this is you and you want to feel empowered, if you want to stop the bombardment, let me teach you. Come join us, okay? Take a deep breath in and out. If you're an empath, as we are all doing our work, our shadow work, if someone is putting their shit on you, remember the mantra: what is mine, what is yours. I am not your dumpster. I'm not taking on your shit. And remember, we're all doing this work. It starts with us, and then it moves on. And the whole collective is doing this work too. So if you're doing the work, you're going to see others spinning in their own tornado, right? You're going to step into that compassion. No judgment. Everybody's on their journey. We are all on our different paces. It's okay. No judgment. Just don't take people's shit. Don't do that. It's not yours. It's not yours. You can simply hold space for people. You can give them the light. You can, like, as I bring through light language for you, it is up to you to receive it. If you want to receive it, receive it. And if you don't, it's not going to be forced upon you. You can be listening to this. You can be listening to the light language. But if you're like, no, I don't want this, it's not going to go against your will. So we all have to make the decisions to receive the light when it comes to us, to receive the support when it comes to us, to receive the love when it comes to us. Are you ready to receive whatever it is that you need? to move through whatever shadow you're working through. Because I know it is not easy right now. It is not easy. But it's okay. We are masters. That's why we signed up for this. It also means that we have all the tools available and all the support to help us through it. So if you're like, I'm going through this and I feel alone, I don't know where to connect to my support, let's chat. But I want you to know that you're not alone. And I'm getting that through this light language that will be coming through, you will see, hear, sense, feel your divine support around you. And even I'm getting physical support because we have support on every level. We didn't come to this planet alone. So if you're open, take a deep breath in and out. Open your heart space. Again, go ahead and grab a glass of water and keep it right next to you. And that water is going to absorb all that light language so that when you're done and you drink it, again, the light language is integrated within yourselves physically. So you're receiving it spiritually, energetically, but through the water, you also receive it physically so that your body has an easier way of integrating the codes. Are you ready? Drop into your heart space. With each breath, I want you to notice the light within your heart just expand and get brighter and brighter. I'm going to call in your higher self to be fully present within you and all your guides to surround you in a beautiful circle of light. I'm going to call in the light of the Divine Father above to anchor within your heart, the light of the Divine Mother below to anchor within your heart. And I ask that all lights come together, merge within your heart, expand out into this crystalline bubble of light. Whatever fears, anxiety that you might be feeling within yourself, within your body, allow it to rise up as we send the light codes to assist you at this time. Don't be afraid. Let it out. If you need to cry, cry. Whatever you need to do, if you need to shake your body to get that energy flowing and out, allow it to flow. Moromoria shiti akarna tatata doromo dania shoro poro moria shiti maria shata akranda hati orum oyetia taras edar nadia doromo yetia moshia anai doromo yesia mor moya shio romboia makare shiria makori Te soro mo etia na kia taro oro mo e shia ratia ore a shitia ak arende te resera rana. Remember, you are the light in the darkness. You are the light in the darkness. You are the light in the darkness. Turn on your light. You have an unlimited source of divine light that is always on within you. Turn it up when you feel like the dark is engulfing you. You are the light in the dark. You are that star at the center of your galaxy, and everything revolves around you. You hold the power of how everything positions and creates, what gets created, what gets released. You hold the power. You hold the power through your choices. If something doesn't feel right, what do you need to do to make it right for you? Because when you feel good, that energy vibrates out and affects the collective. You doing the work, you're doing it not just for you, or for the collective as well. But as you're doing the work, don't be thinking about the collective. Don't say, I'm doing this for the collective. Say, I'm doing it for me. because it is just something that happens as you work on yourself. Just something that flows out and just blesses everyone else. Take a deep breath in here. Doria shidia na ranae doro moedia darasa karnaya moria shararanidia. A lot of you, I'm getting that you're experiencing like physical stuff, like health stuff. Now this I'm gonna call in beloved Master Hilarion. Master Hilarion is like the master of healing. I'm also going to call in beloved Archangel Raphael, also in the frequency of the Emerald Ray and healing, calling all of them to come and assist at this time. Take a deep breath in, open up to receive. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. I'm getting this erasing effect going on. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath in and out. Shoo, shoo, shoo. As above, so below. As within, so without. It is done, it is done, it is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. Take a deep breath in and out slowly. You can go ahead and pause this video here if you need that extra time to just be present. Allowing the light frequencies, the light codes to integrate on every level of your being, to anchor, lock, and seal physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, on every level of your being, in every cell of your body. It is done. Go ahead and grab your water, take a drink. Or drink the whole cup, just drink it up, hydrate yourself, support your body. And again, you know, this is why I offer the light prescription. If you are enjoying these weekly light language that I bring through, that you would like your own to support you personally, this is why I created a light prescription. I'll have the link below. Check it out. What I do is that, you know, when you sign up for it, I ask you which part of your life, what area of your life do you need the support, what is going on in your life that you need support on. And that's it. I tune in and I channel your own powerful light language to support you. So far, it's been just incredible what is happening with people who have been saying yes to this opportunity. So if you need that extra support, if things are feeling a bit intense, let's do this. I would love to tune in and bring through what you need and what will support you through this journey that you are on, the sacred journey that you are on. All right, my loves, until next time, from my heart to yours, be good to each other and have a fabulous week.